Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Part 2.
Bottom end on the guitar, please.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now. You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now. You are free and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do. That's forever, baby. Yes, and for always.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
You still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
Yes, and I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it
hard. Got to lose. Tuesday morning, please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose?
Can I tell it like it is? Listen to the baby. It's my heart that's sad, it's a darling. That's what I have to do.
I've got an answer. What have I got to lose? Will you come see me Thursdays today.
Hey,
what have you got to lose?
Such a long, long time.
Hey, everybody. I'm Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Show on Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Part 2. This show is dedicated to my buddy Ace in Des Moines, Iowa, who turned me on to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Opening our show was Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, live from Woodstock in August of 1969. That was written for Stephen Stills' girlfriend, Judy Collins. They were formed in late 1968 in Los Angeles, California. They evolved from three bands, The Hollies, The Birds, and Buffalo Springfield. In their career, they have released 13 albums, 21 singles, and have 9 songs on the Billboard charts. You just heard, dedicated to my friend Asha Moonglow. Carry On, Questions, from March of 1970. That was the B-side to Teach Your Children. And before that was Long Time Gone, from May of 1969. The B-side to Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now, the number 14 hit from June of 1970, Ohio. That was the A side. The B side was Find the Cost of Freedom. That last song you heard was a solo song by David Crosby, born in Los Angeles, California on the 14th of August in 1941. Happy birthday, David. It was the number 95 hit, Music is Love, from May of 1971. David had 5 solo hits on the charts. I have seen Crosby, Stills, Nash 2 times. The first time was in July of 1994 in Des Moines, Iowa at the Civic Center with my gal Lori. The second time I saw Crosby, Stills, Nash was in July 1996 in Bonner Springs, Kansas with my gal Christine 16. I also saw Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in March of 2002 at the Target Center here in Minneapolis. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you'd like to learn more about the artists we cover on this show, go to rosevillepatch.com under Mr. Zero's. If you'd like to hear the past 100 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, simply go to mrzeros.com under the podcast link. This next one's going to be a solo song from Stephen Stills. He was born in Dallas, Texas on the 3rd of January in 1945. This is the number 14 hit from January of 1971. Love the One You're With.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, 'cause your baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant love, and an eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, and don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl.
Freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world. We are ready.
That last one was a solo song by Neil Young. Born in Toronto, Canada on the 12th of November in 1945. The number 55 hit from July of 1970, Cinnamon Girl. Neil Young has had 11 songs on the Billboard charts. Preceded by the solo song by Graham Nash, born in Blackpool, England on the 2nd of February in 1942. The number 35 hit from July of 1971, Chicago, We Can Change the World. Graham had 7 songs on the Billboard charts. Here's some trivia, fans. The album CSN from June of 1977 has 2 different album covers. The first release had a picture pasted on the front of them smiling. It was then re-released with a picture of them not smiling pasted on the cover. So, the picture of them smiling will be the rare one between the two covers. This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, where nerd is the word, located right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. The show is coming to a close. This last song's gonna be Wooden Ships, live from Woodstock in August of 1969.
That is something everybody everywhere is in the same language. I can't see by your coat, my friend, from the other side. There's just one thing I got to know. Can you tell me, please, won the war? is a fair wind. Blowing warm out of the south on my shoulder. Guess I set a course and go.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Part 2. Tune in next time when you can hear me from the stars.
Who's gonna have my video games? Where do I find my records? Who's gonna have my DVD and my old school figurines? Mr. Zero has it all. Lexington and Larpenders to Mall. That's 55113. Mr. Zero and me. 10th anniversary. Nerd's the word.